Hello, this is Rocky Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish that people will be able to live with more bright heart, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, for this several times, I have been talking about the five sense and ability to be able to practice Buddhism. But I added that this is not only for the Buddhist practice, but this is also to live a good life. These five sense and ability is needed. And today is the fifth one, which is the wisdom, sense, and ability. Well, the human being is not so clear yet what is the definition of the wisdom. Of course, it is not knowledge. The wisdom is to ability, the one who will be able to see own heart. Own heart, own mind. Well, the heart or mind or conscious is not just a surface. If it's surface, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I'm saying, this is what I'm doing. These are the artificial level of the what you see. But conscious has many different levels. You know, for example, let's say if you're angry at someone, the surface conscious of mind are thinking that, oh, because of this guy said this, or this guy did something this to me, whatever, and this is the cause of the anger. But if we didn't have a trauma, and if the anger was not pulled in our subconsciousness, even someone say something or someone did something, the anger will not manifest. It will not appear. It will be totally different emotion, feeling come out. All the anger is a projection of the past trauma. Well, if you look at the deep heart, deep inside the heart, something that's subconsciousness level. And if you will be able to recognize that the real cause is a trauma, then you don't have, the anger will not come up. Why you need to be able to see your own heart in a practice? Yes, because you have to control your mind, control your image. If you cannot see what you are imagining, what you are in your mind, you cannot control it. Basically, what I'm sharing in the practice is with a mantra chanting, the prayers for all beings be for enlightenment or happiness or whatever, or those, you have to deepen those prayers in heart. However, if you cannot see and control your prayers, it's never be possible to deepen. And if you cannot deepen your prayers or your visualization, the chanting become just time, just become, nothing to do with different from the singing in the shower. What makes you be able to awaken? What makes you awaken to the wisdom? This is interesting. What makes you awaken the wisdom is a responsibility. Well, believe or not, the responsibility, with the responsibility, you'll be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. How is the prayer and the responsibility related? Well, if we look at the Mahayana Buddhist Sutra, especially in the Puran school, and for example, like Amitāya Sutra, it is written that the Dharmakara Bodhisattva put the bow, 48 bows, and one of them, all of them are for the all beings be able to be happy and get enlightenment. Well, the bow, in Japanese, say Seigan, bow and wish. And this Seigan means is the, to be responsible to the happiness and enlightenment of the beings, of the people. And in the sutra, it says that with this bow and wish, with this his Seigan, the bow and wish, he became Amida Buddha, which means that he unified, he received unified unification by the Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, which, as I said, you will be dwelt by the great spirit of the universe by your responsibility. If you are responsible to happiness and enlightenment of all beings, you will be dwelt by the great spirit of the universe, and your wisdom will be open. Your wisdom will be start to be awakened. Without such a deep, deep heart, deep wish, the bow, the responsibility for the happiness and enlightenment of all beings, how can you be awakened to the wisdom? How can you be received to be dwelt by the great spirit of the universe? How you be able to unify with the universe? All the masters of the past, Honen, Nichiren, whoever, of course, Siddhas, Shakyamuni Buddha, all the past masters who didn't have the responsibility, feeling, who didn't have the bow for the all beings. And if you are responsible to the people's happiness and enlightenment, you will be responsible by the great spirit of the universe for your happiness and enlightenment. This is the cause and effect of the universe. This is the principle. I never forget about the quote of the Helen Keller, who was not able to see. She was blind, and she was never even be able to listen. But she did great job for the people in the world. She said, as long as people are not responsible to happiness of each other, the world won't change. I do wish the world that people will be responsible to happiness and enlightenment of each other. I imagine how the world will be, how the world will be great. May you and people around you and people in the world awaken to the wisdom, be responsible of happiness and enlightenment of the great spirit of the universe.